Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 101 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. And in this episode of 10 Minutes With, I talk to Andrew and Michelle Munoz from Moose Craft Barbecue here in Los Angeles. They are putting up permanent residence at Smorgasbord, Los Angeles, every Sunday from 10 till 4. But chances are they'll sell out a little sooner than 4 o'clock. This is nice because we go over what 2018 was to them, how they got some new smokers from El Cucaracha Smokers in Fort Worth, what 2019 is in store for them with Smorgasbord, with catering, with their menu, and get some insight into what's happening for Moose Craft Barbecue in 2019. And if you're enjoying these, please subscribe. That way you don't miss out. I also have a YouTube channel at youtube.com/kevinsbbqjoints. with tons more content and the actual video interview of this, as well as a ton of other things. I have a website at kevinsbbqjoints.com. Enjoy this. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning, Kevin.
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing good. We're having our cup of joe right now, trying to wake up and get the day started.
It's nice the kids are back at school.
Yes.
We survived 3 weeks.
3 full weeks of winter break. It was crazy.
It sounds long. Was it always that long for us?
It is long.
And as parents, it's long.
It was a long break, but it was nice. We were off for those 3 weeks, so
yeah.
We were able to finally relax and enjoy some quality family time, and it was really nice.
Which is important to decompress and get back into, and then you could jump into 2019.
Necessary, yes.
Yeah, we had a busy 2018, so.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about that. I wanted to kind of give people a chance to see what happened in 2018 for you guys, because there's a lot of fun little things that happen, and then jump into 2019 and with Smorgasbord and all that. So how was 2018 for you guys?
2018 was fun and difficult at the same time. We learned a lot. We kind of went more into it and started doing pop-ups, say every month, one a month. We started doing them like 2 to 3 a month, and took a couple little catering jobs here and there, got shut down by the health department in April, and we're back up and running in June, and we haven't really looked back since. Just kept it busy, did everything we could to keep the health department off our back, stay in compliance, prep everything at the kitchen, do all of our cook at the kitchen. And then we did Smorgasbord a couple times, which was pretty fun. They have a barbecue day, which we did 2 weekends. Those were kind of our bigger events.
They were huge.
Back to back. And those lines were humbling and fun, crazy experience. And then we finally realized and learned that we need more than one slicer. So
more than one smoker.
More than one smoker.
That's true.
So it's been fun. What'd you think?
I thought it was a roller coaster. It started off great. Last year around this time, we did the Manfire food. That was a lot of fun. That was something that we never in a million years thought we would ever have a chance of, being on TV. Roger Mookin came down, the whole crew. It was a 48-hour thing, nonstop, but it was a great experience. And then, towards what was it, like March or April? I can't even remember when we got shut down.
April 20th.
You remember specifically.
It was April 22nd because Friday was 4/20, and not that I remember how I know that, but then 2 days later on a Sunday was our pop-up, it was 4/22.
So, and that was kind of like a huge, kind of like a blow. Mm-hmm. What do we do now? Now it was always something that we did just for fun. Really, it still is something we really just do for fun because we love it, but we had to really at that point decide, are we going to continue to pursue this or are we just going to stop, mm-hmm. And, our hearts kept telling us this is something that we just love and we can't stop. And what kept us going too was really our followers who really kept encouraging us and motivating us. You guys need to come back and we missed you guys. And that really gave us that backbone to figure out what we needed to do next to get back up and running legit. So
can you give a little insight into that? I don't want to go too much into it because it's complicated, but you were able to get a commercial kitchen, and that was something that was important.
So we prep everything out of a commercial. We do everything out of a commercial kitchen now. So when we got shut down, we met with the health department. They gave us a list, and the kitchen that was on their list was the one we were already pursuing, prior to being shut down. So we were halfway through the process. The shutdown literally just gave us the kick to do it, and it was a blessing in disguise because we did it, and then we got back stronger than we were before. We had a lot of support, and you know, and thankfully everyone's still supporting us. We still have a great turnout at all of our events. A lot of familiar faces now, and
yeah, you see, it seems like you do see the same people. You see new people, but you do see the same family over and over again, which is so great.
Yeah, seeing those repeats of customers really is truly
Shout out Abe Delgado.
The biggest fan of barbecue in the business. But I think that's definitely what kept you. I think if it wasn't for that fan base, you probably would have maybe not even gone further. You might have just done it every so often just for fun.
We probably would have just, we might have just did it for
family barbecue.
We were probably just going to shut it completely down, and but we didn't, and we actually kicked it up, and we're doing it full time now. So
then when did you decide that we need another smoker or two smokers?
I think probably after the Smorgasbord event. Mm-hmm. I think that kind of really made it very clear that, you know what, we've outgrown this 500-gallon pit. Even after we would continue to do these pop-ups at breweries, it just was never enough. You know, it was never enough. Yeah, we'd always sell out. And that's when we decided, okay, you know, if we're going to go in hard on 2019 and make this a full-time gig, we really need to get more smokers.
We need to expand, yeah. So we started on the 500, you know, we started on smaller and then we grew up to the 500, and the 500 is good for a while, but, you know, my chef had come down when I was cooking, at the kitchen, and, you know, she would just see like, you know, even if we do the same cook size in 2019, like it's just going to be so much easier because before we were loading everything into a 500 using, you know, the top and bottom shelves, and, you know, it messes with your airflow. And then you're there even longer because you can't cook anything else until everything in there is done.
Yeah, the time management issue, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, time management. So our thinking was, well, we're cooking all of these briskets and all of these long, you know, all of these big proteins that take, you know, 8 hours at minimum to cook.
We have 45 items on the
list. And so then once all of that's done, it's like 3-4 in the morning, and then, you know, all I want to do are all, you know, my dad helps a lot, so all he wants to do is go home and go to sleep. But we can't, so we were throwing on spare ribs, and then once spare ribs were done, then we were doing sausage at the end. So, you know, that would get us to about 8, 9 a.m., and then we'd have to pack everything up, go shower, and then by the time you know it's noon, we have to go to the gig and start at 1 or 2. So there was really no rest in between the cook and our events. So we just figured, well, even if we do the same type of, same size cooks, it'll be easier because we can use one smoker for, you know, say for briskets or something that's going to take 12 hours or on average. And then the other smoker, we can use it for like beef ribs or pulled pork. And then when that comes out, we can add like the spare ribs or sausage. And probably all of that will be done by the time briskets are done because they just take so long.
That's perfect.
So if it works out, once we get our system down, we haven't really tested it too much like that since we shut down the last 3 weeks of the year. But I'm thinking we'll get like 3-4 hours back and
maybe get a little cat nap or something.
Because 3 hours. Yeah, we can go home and sleep for 3 hours, 4 hours before the event, and that'd be great. So,
yeah, I remember a couple of the last events. It seemed like there was like zombie Andrew there.
Yeah, people would be like, man, are you all right? You look tired.
Yeah.
And yeah, it really got more challenging when we were doing the cooks at a kitchen, you know.
And when you had your full time job, too.
Oh, yeah. So then I would. We would do the pop-ups and then shut it down on Sunday and
go to work on Monday.
So, but we're doing barbecue full time now. So that's exciting news for us in 2019.
So you are just doing part-time on your other job?
Full-time barbecue.
That's interesting. Dude. For some reason I didn't know that. That's awesome. Well, congratulations.
I thought I told you, but yeah. So barbecue full-time. So that's why I'm home right now. I don't have to worry about going to my day job. We can go to the kitchen.
Woo!
Nice.
So yeah, this is my day job.
It's exciting.
Just drinking
that's
coffee.
That's so exciting. Yo, that's the life. Exciting. That's what you want.
Yeah, it is what we wanted. Originally it was a hobby, and then it was just like, oh wow, well I love doing it. She loves cooking and being creative with sides and different things. So now we have more time to just brainstorm and do catering gigs and take other opportunities that come our way. And our prep is not as, you know, eventually we want to do more than one day a week. And we'll talk about that. But for right now, it's one gig every week, which is twice as much as we were doing in the past.
Wow.
So now we can go to the kitchen, you know, on a Tuesday or Wednesday and prep all, trim all of our briskets for Saturday's cook or Friday's cook or whatever.
Make sausage.
Air it out in the walk-in fridges. So instead of rushing everything like on Friday after work and getting it all done on
Saturday
night.
It was really stressful.
Night, you know,
it was really hectic for a really long time.
Yeah.
So let's talk about 2019 and let's talk about Smorgasbord. People, and also too, can you explain what Smorgasbord is for people that don't know what it is and where it is?
Yeah, sure.
Go for it.
Here you go.
Go for it.
So Smorgasbord is it's a market that started in New York, Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. I want to say it's Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And it was out there for, it's still out there. But it was out there for a number of years before it made its way out west. And I think it's been in Los Angeles, right in downtown in kind of like the Produce Arts District off of Alameda. Mm-hmm. It's been there for, I want to say it's going on its third year now.
I think it's year three.
And so we were introduced to some, we just saw it on like Eater LA and we went and checked it out and we're like blown away by the, you know, the concept. And so
this
we were
way before we had ever done pop-ups.
We were just regulars going to Smorgasbord.
Yeah, same with me.
Regular foodies.
And so then we got into doing barbecue for people versus just for family and friends. And then that was kind of like a goal in the back of our heads, like, oh, we should try to do Smorg, but like all these vendors are so cool and like they have like really cool branding and I will never
They're
get
well
in.
Connected.
And so so we just like, you know, we just continue to go just to go. And then we found out about barbecue day. And so we reached out and we were able to get in. And so we did it the one time and we're just like, wow, that's a lot of work. Let's not do Smorgasbord. So we did like a couple of other barbecue. They did a barbecue day again this year and we did it. And then they did a couple of events on the pier, one in March, I think, and then one at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We did both of those. And since we were going to do it full time, it was just like, well, we're going to do it full time. We might we could do different breweries every weekend, but we could also do Smorgasbord every Sunday. And this way, our you know our kind of diehard fans and even new customers will know exactly where they can find us.
Exactly. Kind
of the thinking behind it, make it easy,
And solve a problem because we would get a lot of requests too to. Why are you guys going to be at next? You know, we want more barbecue. You guys are going to be back for another 2 weeks. Man, I can't wait that long.
Yeah, and people would actually message us like, oh, we came to Smorgasbord today and you guys weren't here. And we're like, oh, we're not there like every
all
weekend.
The time,
we're just like,
yeah.
When they have different events, we get invited sometimes and we do that. So to do it full time, it's going to be a lot of work, but it's going to be fun. I think it'll open up more doors. And
it makes it easier for our followers to follow us. And that's what we want to do is make them happy and make it easier for them versus, you know, trying to figure out where we're going to be every other weekend or every weekend. Mm-hmm. And
so it's Sundays.
It's every single Sunday. It's open from 10 to 4 p.m. And they have a big, beautiful parking lot. They get free two-hour parking. So it's a win-win.
The doors open at 10. You can get out there and line up outside the gates. But then...
Yeah, some people, when we did the barbecue day, people lined up. And when they unlocked the gate, like literally people were storming to our line. So
I was there.
I don't really think it's going to be like that every weekend. Maybe in the beginning because people will know we're there.
Who knows?
But who knows? I mean, at best, I think I wish that we just have a consistent line like every weekend, and we'll keep doing it. And as we get comfortable with Smorgasbord and figure out that cook, I think eventually we'll probably want to add like a brewery pop-up, like maybe twice a month.
Okay.
During the week. So that'll be something different.
Cool.
We'll do them like on a Thursday or Friday because, you know, the weekends kind of get going on Thursdays out here. People start getting out to breweries, stuff like that. So we'll do them on a Thursday or Friday when we're not cooking for Smorg.
And,
you know, we'll do all the prep and cook midweek and then, you know, do something in the middle of the week and then Smorg on Sunday. So.
And be fully available, too, for catering jobs.
Well, for catering, I was going to say, you guys will be doing catering, too, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Caterings, big or small, weddings, corporate. We have capacity now to do a lot of that. We have the double... We keep talking about the bigger smokers. They're 2 500-gallon smokers on a trailer. So we have that in addition to the original 500 Leona.
And where did you get the new smokers from?
The new smokers, we got them from a builder in Fort Worth, Cucaracho Smokers. think you're familiar with him.
Yeah, no, I knew who you were talking about. I wanted to let other people know so he can get a shout out too.
Oh yeah, and Cucaracha Smokers in Fort Worth. That's our builder for the Double 500. They came out perfect, exactly what we wanted.
We're very happy with
them. Other than the color of the smokers, we wanted them to be green, but he was only able to get white at that time.
But our
stacks are green, so it kind of is like a.
It has the little hybrid. Flip what we wanted,
yeah.
Even if it's not a green smoker, it still cooks good meat, right?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. The most important part.
I'm just kidding. No, Dennis does a great job. Well, that's excellent.
Insulated fireboxes, so that helps. It's a little chilly here. I mean, not too cold compared to, like, Texas or anything, but it's, sure. like, you know, in the 40s at night. And so I've cooked on it a couple times at night. And running both of them, I'm going through just a little bit more than I would on my non-insulated smoker. Mm-hmm. But I'm running two. So I could already tell that I'm going to save wood, you know, when it starts to warm up, spring, summer roll around, and it's
be like, nice for having an insulated firebox. It's crazy.
I'll probably go through a little bit less wood, but I'll have to manage the baffle, I think, a little bit, just because I still want to impart enough smoke flavor.
True.
Yeah, we'll figure it out once we get there, but I think it'll be a little bit different.
So what kind of menu can people be looking forward to?
So I'll let Michelle's big on the side, so I'll let her start there. Then
I think on the sides, we'll probably keep it very simple. It's smorgasbord. There's so many other vendors there. There's, I think, 70 other vendors. We'll keep it very simple, maybe 2 to 3 sides. And then so that I can continue to have fun and stay creative, maybe shuffle them around every other weekend. Maybe do something different. Maybe coleslaw one day, maybe a Big Mac and cheese another day, the corn esquite. Our beans, potato salad, and then the meat.
She's always talking about doing like something sweet. So, you know, we're going to be in the kitchen all the time now. So she might do something there. She might do something cold and sweet. You know, who knows?
But you'll put it on Instagram like a couple of days ahead, right, for people so they can follow you.
Of course. Yeah.
Okay. We'll post it. Once we figure out different recipes and we're happy with it, because we're always testing them. That's why I'm getting fat.
I'm always in the
test. She's like, here, try this. Like, I don't want to.
Yeah, that's what's so cool about it, too. That'll be cool to as the months go by, people will have a chance to try a lot of different things.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so for the meats, you know, I'm always going to do brisket. That's kind of one of the main reasons why we wanted to sign on, and the reason why Smorg wanted this was because they have great pastrami brisket from Ugly Drum.
Oh, so
they don't have a Texas style brisket or Texas style beef ribs, so we're always going to do briskets. I think we'll always do beef ribs, and then we'll do spare ribs and pulled pork, and then we're going to do the jalapeno cheddar sausage, and I think we're going to do both sausages most of the time. But then from time to time, we'll either do the beef sausage or the verde sausage, which is our pork. Which is our pork sausage, and then you know, probably have fun some weekends because they do different things at Smorgasbord on certain months. So you know, we might do tacos one weekend or
something that ties into
something that ties into what they're doing.
That's cool. That's really interesting.
So yeah, so we'll do those.
And people shouldn't sleep on your sausages. They're so good.
Yeah.
Thank you. We put a lot of time and work into them, testing them, trying them, different grinds. Different seasoning, and I think we got the beef one and the pork one down. And you know, you never know, we might get bored of doing those and add something different for a couple of weeks. Just
a boudin.
I like the boudin. Michelle, she's not the biggest fan of boudin, but so I'd have to convince her a little bit. I guess I just have to make a good one, right?
Exactly.
Maybe I haven't tried one that's hasn't been my favorite,
I mean, I don't even know where to start with boudin. I have to talk to like
the Jordan or somebody. Yeah.
At that, see if they'll share some secrets.
I think they would.
They're great. some people don't like to share any secrets, but you know, a lot of people, at least the good people in barbecue, are pretty open about.
And so then you will, like, as again on Instagram, maybe Facebook, you'll have the menu ahead of time, so people will know specifically what they'll be getting on Sundays, right?
Oh yeah. Well, for the most part, it's always gonna. You don't have to worry about showing up, and we're not doing brisket one weekend.
For sure.
We're always going to have brisket. We're always going to have
spare ribs,
you know, the Texas Trinity stuff, brisket, ribs, and sausage.
You guys do turkey sometimes, right?
And turkey too? Yeah, I forgot about turkey. Yeah, we're going to do turkey every once in a while. We'll see how it goes if people ask for it. We did get a couple messages already, like, are you guys going to do turkey?
Yeah.
You know, it's delicious, but, you know, I try to focus on the primary beefy meats and, you know, what most people think of.
Maybe we could do, like, turkey on, like, one Sunday out of the month or as, like, a special or something like that. Yeah.
That'll be cool, because turkey coming out of an offset smoker is ridiculous.
So good.
I'm sure, again, that'll probably sell out pretty quick.
Yeah, we don't do as many of them, you know, just because we like to save the real estate in the smoker for the briskets and all the, you know, the more the high-demand meats. But, I mean, it's L.A., so turkey might get pretty popular out here.
That's true. And you'll have two cutters, right? People can look forward to – will you generally have two cutters? Yeah.
For those that are worried about our lines,
we have a team.
We have a team of six, and three of them, two of them cut already, and the third one wants to learn. So we'll have a rotation of two cutters. We've talked to Smorgasbord about that, and you know, just to keep up with the line, we were doing two cutters at brewery pop-ups, and we were able to go through what would take us like 4 hours before. 2 hours, 2.5. So
perfect.
It definitely helps.
It definitely helps. It definitely moves the line. There's not as much pausing. If there's, you know, someone needs to take a break, there's always one cutter going. So I think it'll definitely help with the impact of the weight on the line. So yeah, we're gonna have two lines, so people don't be worried about waiting forever. I mean, you'll probably still wait a little bit, but for the most part, we'll move it pretty quick. We tried it out at Smorgasbord Santa Monica. And
it went really well.
It worked out very well.
So we're just trying to figure out setup at Smorg in downtown because it's tighter. There's more vendors there.
Yeah, we're working in a 10x20 booth, so it's kind of there's only so much we can do in such a small space.
Will you be located in the same location?
We're gonna have a call with the guy who runs the Smorgasbord in downtown today or tomorrow. He wanted to talk to us about spaces. So ideally, when we last talked, it was going to be in that general area. So if you visited us in the past, we're going to be in that same spot, a couple stations over from where like Ugly Drum is at.
Mm-hmm.
That was his idea mainly because the line runs towards the left and out of the way of everything else. But another option was one of the corners because if you get into any of the corners, it's kind of a bigger space.
True.
So if we can get into any of the corners,
corner space would be
that
nice.
would be nice too because then the line would run. You know, away from all the other vendors everywhere else.
And chances are you walk in and look for the line, and you could, that's generally where you are. No, really, it's how I find you.
We have our Big Moves banner. Mm-hmm. We'll put some, you know, we'll probably put something else up eventually just so people know where we're at.
Well, lastly, because I think because people have short attention span, the best way is to get a hold of you guys, your website, Moosecraft Barbecue.
Yeah, Moosecraft Barbecue. It's semi under construction, but, you know, we'll put that will be there every Sunday at Smorgasbord. And our email, you can get our email direct off of Instagram. You can email us there. You can send us a DM if you need to get a hold of us for different events, catering, birthday parties, whatnot. So, but yeah, we're pretty responsive now that it's full time for us. You know, there's no other distractions.
So exciting.
So, yeah.
That's so exciting.
Email, don't worry, Michelle will be like, did you respond to that? Yeah, we'll get back to you.
Excellent. Well, that's cool. I'm so excited that you guys are growing this way and you've been able to do this full time. And 2019 is going to be amazing for you guys.
I can't wait to see what 2019 holds.
We're excited about it. We'll see what it leads to. Hopefully, we grow from it, and you know, you never know what we'll be talking about for 2020. So.
Well, excellent. Well, this and the first weekend is what, the 13th? Is that the first January 13th?
Yeah, the first weekend is the 13th. So this weekend, if this gets posted this
Sunday,
weekend,
yeah.
The Sunday. Yeah, this weekend, 10 o'clock a.m. Till 4 o'clock, or if we sell it sooner, you know, we have sold out at all of our other Smorgasbord events prior to 4 o'clock, usually about 3. But we are, you know, it is going to rain, I think, a little bit, sprinkles. So we're still going to do full menu.
Hopefully it doesn't rain too bad.
PM, you know, after we're done, that's at least what the forecast says for now. But we're still planning to do full cook, full menu. So we should have enough food for people who want to pick it up and take it and go.
Exactly. We'll have to-go containers. So we'll be ready and prepared in case people just want to
swing by, take it a go, and enjoy at home.
So just bring an umbrella and an appetite. That's all you need, right?
That's all you need.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much, and I'll see you guys soon. Thanks for this. I appreciate it.
All right, Kevin. We'll talk soon.
Have a great day. All right, take care.